Well, as we concluded our campus tour, there was some turmoil on at a number of the schools. Certainly, Michigan State University, they're going to have a Board of Trustees meeting today where they are in open conflict, where trustees are feuding with one another. There have been calls for the resignation of the chairperson. And then there is the sports department, both at Michigan State and at U of M, both of them facing separate controversies involving their coaches or their coaching staffs. And there's some legal problems with all of this and some interesting developments. We turn to Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, for some insights into all of this. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Very good. So there's this report that an outside investigating firm was the one that approached the NCAA about these allegations of sign stealing. What the heck was this? Who paid for an outside firm to come in and look at U of M? What do you think is behind that?
Well, you know, football in college is big business, right? So obviously that's where all the money comes from most universities, is the football program. So you have Deflategate with the footballs, you're going to have investigations with sign stealing and, you know, the old Bill Belichick move. Doesn't surprise me at all that this took place. As a matter of fact, many firms that I've partnered up with have done investigations into similar situations. So here in this particular case, I just think it's such big business that another team or the NCAA hired out a third party to see and do an investigation of whether or not U of M was actually violating the rules when it boils down to stealing signs, and the signs basically of telling what plays are going to be called the next, or what they're actually going to have on the field ahead of time. That being said, Guy, that seems so crazy to me. And another way is, it's been going on since the beginning of time. You can go to YouTube and see what signs there are, right? So it seems to me to be, come on, that's been going on forever. Scouting's been going on forever. So it seems to be something to me that hopefully can be extinguished quickly.
Well, Todd, there's obviously no legality in terms of getting in big trouble, because the NCAA is going to decide what happens with Michigan. I think it's more than that, though, in terms of why do it then? Why do this whole big labyrinth and network if it just goes on? It seems like Michigan was doing a little bit more than others. But we can move on to Michigan State. The Title IX hearing concluded. We have a statement from the lawyer who presided over that hearing, and she said, yes, he violated the rules of sexual harassment on campus. Now what's next?
Well, now obviously it's the penalty phase, and he's gone anyway. So is there any redress? There's no redress for in this particular situation, because Tucker's off the campus. The protections of Title IX in this situation are already put in place. With regards to no contacts, making sure that there is no retaliation, things of that sort. The Title IX redress in most cases is to make sure that there's equal footing and protections put in place for everybody. And here, this was more about, I think, in some regards, they wanted to go forth with the substance of it. And if you remember, this is prosecution, judge, and jury are that of the university.
Right.
And in this case, the opinion written, as I understand it, in this 73-page opinion, is that the judge that's hired by the university found that Tucker's statements were inconsistent, and that there were too many inconsistencies, and he didn't have corroboration for his claims. Now, there's an appellate process. I'm sure that's going to take place, and it's not done yet. But it's more for here, the firing of Tucker, I'm sure. And then up on top of all of that, I believe the trustees for Michigan State, as I see it, there seems to be the same-o with regards to how they have ran the university in the past. Mm-hmm. And that is one where they have violations of the Open Meetings Act, and they are working in factions as opposed to with transparency. And hopefully, because I support both universities, but hopefully they can get on the right course and right track with that board of trustees and maybe the governor stepping in as well.
Todd, Tucker is suing for wrongful termination. He's going to make the allegation in court that this was a consensual affair with this woman, Brenda Tracy. How much does this conclusion by the Title IX judge help Michigan State's case? Or can Tucker's attorney say, hey, that decision was bought and paid for by the university?
Yeah, I think actually it's a double-edged sword because, first and foremost, the standard of proof for this Title IX case is preponderance, but they use a very flimsy standard as opposed to that in a real courtroom. And there's a lot of material that I think is going to come out with regards to this case and how things developed. Whether or not they can get all the evidence in is going to be interesting because we now, as we talked about in the past, Guy, the text messages seem to be
missing,
received illegally. But there's a lot of fodder there. And I think Tucker still is going to have a case. They're still going to be able to say, hey, listen, the wrongful termination you besmirched the university.
Understood. And can say that it was still ethically and morally outside the bounds of your contract. $85 million, though, at stake there. Todd, thank you so much for your insights. Interesting developments.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
You too.